Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's now up to the voters to decide whether they want to expand gambling in New York State. He signed into law a plan to build casinos upstate, but the public must approve a change in the state's constitution in order for it to move forward. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
The new law permits up to 4 gambling casinos in upstate New York as long as a referendum on November's ballot is approved to amend the state's constitution to allow the expanded gambling. Governor Cuomo says it will be up to the voters to decide.
That's going to be up to the people of the state. Casinos are, and gaming is, a controversial matter by and large.
Polls show New Yorkers remain evenly divided on whether allowing more casino gambling in the state is a good idea or not. The governor says it's not a matter, though, of whether to allow gambling in New York. He says it's already here. There are several Indian-run casinos and racinos with slot-like machines at numerous horse racing tracks.
The truth is, we already do have gaming in the state. And we have gaming all around us. You know, if we don't do it in New York, people go to Pennsylvania, people go to Massachusetts, people go to Connecticut, people go to Native American casinos, as we have here in Western New York. So it's not really a question of gaming or not gaming. We have gaming. Whether we like it or not, we're there.
Cuomo has not yet said whether he will personally promote the gambling referendum. The governor was in Niagara Falls to highlight a $139 million settlement with the Seneca Indian Nation over gambling and other issues. Part of the agreement gives the tribe continued exclusive rights to operating casinos in western New York. There have been similar settlements with the Oneidas in central New York and Mohawks in the North Country. So if voters do approve the referendum, the casino would be built in the Albany region, likely near Saratoga, the Southern Tier, and in the Catskills. Cuomo has branded the legislation the Upstate New York Gaming Economic Development Act, and he says he hopes to establish world-class destination gaming resorts to bring jobs and boost local economies. But not everyone thinks it's the best solution to Upstate's continued lagging economy. E.J. McMahon, president of the fiscally conservative think tank, the Empire Center, says the building of resort-style casinos won't generate as many jobs as some other industries, like opening up the state's vast shale resources to hydrofracking.
He's stalling the approval of regulations that it would allow something that there's no question would boost the economies of the parts of upstate New York that are weakest, which is the Southern Tier, in particular in central New York, while promoting gaming, actually what he calls destination resort gaming, which in fact no one seriously believes is going to be a significant economic boost. It's really, at this point, it hardly passes a laugh test to suggest that a significant so-called world-class destination gaming resort, to use one of the governor's favorite phrases, is going to open in, say, Binghamton or Elmira.
Governor Cuomo has yet to make a decision on whether to allow fracking to go forward, saying he's waiting for his health commissioner to finish a study. The state has been considering the gas drilling process for over 5 years. As if to underscore the state's continued economic problems, Cuomo and other top state elected officials, including Senators Schumer and Gillibrand, issued a press release. In it, they condemn a decision by the new owners of Bausch & Lomb to relocate the company's headquarters from Rochester to New Jersey. They say moving the 160-year-old company from its original location will result in potentially massive job losses. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.